Greetings, most excellent and gracious gamers, to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly walk down both retro and modern roads. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble correspondent, as we continue our nostalgic journey. And today we arrive at the reverent feet of The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, one of history's greatest adventures and perhaps the Game Boy's greatest game. Indeed, it's a classic through and through, and we'll soon see a remake for the Nintendo Switch come this September 20th, 2019. And while this is glorious news for both fans and newbies alike, there are some concerns whispered amongst those who, like me, can't help but be a little underwhelmed, even disappointed, by what's been shown so far. What could these misgivings possibly be? Well, two things, really. Link's Awakening, by virtue of its dream world, weaves a tale both captivating and disconcerting, bright yet dark, one that challenges the traditional conceptions of nature and reality within the wrapper of silly whimsy. Indeed, it's Awakening's goofy exterior of Yoshi dolls and enemy Kirbys and animal pen pals that's the true illusion, belying a thorny center of distressing questions and disturbing consequences. For those who don't know, the game finds Link washed up on a mysterious island. He's rescued there by the Fair Marin, a vibrant young maiden who nurses him back to health. Unlike the other islanders, Marin is particularly keen to one day travel beyond her island's borders, and both she and the elven hero soon forge a strong rapport. Unfortunately, Link soon discovers this strange land is not what it seems. Rather than being a tangible part of the real world, it could merely be the figment, the dream, if you will, of a powerful mystical being, a creature known as the Windfish. Sleeping within a gigantic egg, should this entity be awakened, Link might just succeed in escaping the island. But doing so poses a slew of moral problems and taxing philosophical conundrums. If the island disappears, is Link in effect committing murder? Are Marin and the others just illusions? Or might they be alive in their own way? Is Link himself real or a part of the illusion himself? The questions the game posits are as deep as they are endless. Following in the enigmatic tradition of TV's Twin Peaks and the existential dread of the anime Yurusei Yatsura, Beautiful Dreamer, and I apologize for my sure butchery of that title. For those seeking more than the cursory analysis I'm providing here, feel free to check out my blog of the same subject, in which I explore those existential and psychological underpinnings a bit further. The link is listed in the description notes for this particular podcast. Anyway, suffice to say, Link's Awakening is perhaps the darkest, most unsettling Zelda beneath that silly veneer. Well, at least it could have been had Nintendo done more than merely suggest those murky quandaries. And for years, many did wish for a sequel or remake that would rewrite the script, so to speak, allowing more room for those concepts and squirmy questions to be both explored and grown. Indeed, for a brief moment, it appeared these dreams were answered, with Nintendo announcing a Link's Awakening remake just a few short months ago. But as more was revealed, those hopes of a deeper narrative depicting Link struggling between a string of impossible decisions seemed less and less likely. Yes, despite the plot's obvious potential, this newer version is looking to be an almost word-for-word retelling, a copy, if you will, of the original storyline. It's a tragically missed opportunity for sure, and I'm still hoping Nintendo is hiding some plot surprises. But with that cutesy plasticky toy-like aesthetic, I somehow doubt building on the original's Do I Exist? Panicky undercurrent is really the Big N's prerogative here. And speaking of those graphics... While no one is 100% certain whether the Link's Awakening remake will further develop its darker narrative elements or opt to keep the status quo essentially unchanged, the visuals are a different matter. Instead of striving to recreate the lush 2D aesthetic of its predecessor, developer Grezzo has reimagined the setting through a plastic toy-like veneer. No doubt it's an attractive look, utilizing a so-called tilt-shift effect to create the illusion of increased depth and really a diorama-styled feel. Indeed, Link hobbles around like a squat tin soldier or Lego figure, interacting with other characters sporting their own simplistic but equally endearing designs. Yep, it looks great, charming, cute, even adorable, and that's exactly the problem. It's an approach completely inappropriate for a game possessed by such devious and grievous inner demons. Not convinced? Think the toy box stylings are a perfect match for the game's surreal landscapes and goofy host of characters? Like the surface of any dream, it may seem that way, but imagine if such dark, if still whimsical fare, like Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal and The Labyrinth, were remade for contemporary times, but with everything reduced and cutesified in the toy-like stylings of a Toy Story or Lego Movie. It just wouldn't be the same, would it? Naturally, the dark motifs and foreboding overtones of both movies would be compromised by the new shiny plasticine exterior. A better example, however, might be Disney's lavishly animated Sleeping Beauty. Although the film is filled with comical moments, the specter of gloom always looms just beneath the surface, climaxing in a wonderful final confrontation with Maleficent, the self-proclaimed mistress of all evil. Now imagine this story remodeled in a squat, low-detail, Toy Story-esque aesthetic. The new style might bolster the humor of its source material, but it would grievously sabotage the more serious proceedings. In other words, it just wouldn't be the same. And, well, the same is true for Link's Awakening. The original pushed the Game Boy hardware to its max, sporting a wonderful visual style that captured the story's bright and grim duality quite nicely. It wasn't perfect, of course, no matter how carefully each pixelized sprite and locale was crafted. Only so much could be done on a 4.7 by 4.3 black and white screen on 8-bit architecture. Yet, nevertheless, the game did its best to invoke hope, wonder, and perhaps a little horror. How fitting would it have been, then, for the remake to capitalize on this potential, revamping the original's minimalist visuals into a more robust and powerful expression of its moodier themes? I always envisioned a more storybook-illustrated look myself. Just like those old illustrated fairy tales like Rumpelstiltskin and Hansel and Gretel could evoke both whimsy and dread, a similar take on Link's Awakening could accomplish the same yin-yang sensibilities. Indeed, the remake even begins on an animated intro that sports this very approach, depicting a struggling hero fighting a dastardly storm before washing unconscious on the beach of Koholint Island, albeit now rendered in nonsensical tin toy form. It's a startling rupture in artistic vision, as if two different tales are at play. One might argue that this unsettling shift is used to emphasize the strange otherworldly nature of the island versus the hero's usual reality. But if so, it's a mistake, for no one can take seriously Link's angst and heartache if he and everyone look like Emmett from the Lego Movie. And it's not like Nintendo doesn't have experience utilizing a more hand-drawn or experimental style. Earthbound, Fire Emblem, Paper Mario, even Zelda the Wind Waker and Four Swords Adventures. These titles all contain a darker side properly expressed and balanced through their respective visuals. Their art direction, in other words, is versatile enough to convey both the nonsense and strife of normal life. But the Link's Awakening remake can only handle the lighter half, its bleaker overtones reduced to moot and fallow by its inherent, inescapable, cartoony adorability. Put another way, the remake contradicts and really betrays itself through its own aesthetic choices, sweeping the weightier, more meaningful possibilities of its script under the proverbial rug. In sum, Link's Awakening is just so much more than some kid's cartoon or franchise-blending diorama. Rather, it's an examination of what it means to be real, to be a hero, of what matters most in this boat we call life. Love, freedom, adventure, or domesticality? Which do you value more? These are serious questions fans hoped a remake would better explore. Pity, then, Nintendo couldn't see its own brilliance and do this story its final justice. If only the Big N had trusted the subject matter more. Alas, with that all said, I still admit I'm looking forward to this remake as the gameplay still looks solid, and maybe, just maybe, Nintendo will surprise with some new narrative twists we haven't seen just yet. I do suspect, if nothing else, there may be a new or contrary ending, so we'll just have to wait and see. Nevertheless, I do appreciate you all taking the time to listen to this humble podcast. Until next week, then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.